Here's one more case we're tracking this morning on a busy day at the United States Supreme Court. The court ruled unanimously today that Internet file trading networks can be sued if their customers use their software to violate copyright protections. NPR's Larry Abramson has been reading this decision, covers this issue a lot, joins us now. Good morning, Larry.
Hi, Steve.
Looks like a big victory for the movie and the music industry, which wanted to shut these people down.
That's right, Steve. It's a unanimous decision, and this comes after the music and movie industries had lost in the district and the appeals courts in their efforts to shut down the Streamcast and Grokster file sharing networks. Now, remember, these networks rose up after the original file sharer, Napster, was shut down, and they changed the business model a little bit. They said, we're not going to share over a central server. It will basically be peer-to-peer. It's basically person-to-person. So even though there's a distributor of the software, Grokster and Streamcast claimed that they weren't really involved in what went on after people got hold of the software. And that's what they argued successfully before these lower courts. The Supreme Court, however, said, no, you can't, you know, play innocent like this. You know that most of the files that are being shared on these networks using your software are being shared illegally. In fact, you're even guilty of inducement. So we're going to send this back to the lower courts for an actual trial, which means that it's not over yet, but they gave some very clear indications that they sided with the music and movie industries.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, there was an earlier decision decades ago which allowed people to make copies of movies on video cassettes and pass them around. Why did that logic not apply here?
That's right. Way back in 1984 when VCRs were new and the movie industry said, you're going to bankrupt us by making free copies of these movies. And the Supreme Court ruled back then that as long as these devices could be used, they had a substantial non-infringing purpose. Basically, you could use them for time shifting, for watching shows later than when they were broadcast. That was okay. How substantial that amount had to be was vague, and now the Supreme Court has helped define it a little bit in this decision. And they said basically, you know, there was a huge amount of evidence that there was a tiny proportion of non-infringing trading going on, that most of it was basically illegal sharing of music and movies, and that Grokster and Streamcast couldn't hide behind the fact that there might be a copy of of a Shakespeare play or of the Bible on these networks, which there are, but that's not really what people are going to them for.
So basically the difference is the scale of the copying?
Well, to some extent, and also I think the court in the majority opinion emphasized the inducement role played by Streamcast and Grokster, that they were basically luring people away from Napster when Napster was shut down and basically helping people figure out how to use these things and that they were profiting from the greater use of these file sharing networks for illegal file sharing. Sony, the court said, didn't really benefit anymore if people infringed or didn't infringe. That was different in this case.
Does this mean the end of free file sharing and downloading on the internet?
It certainly doesn't. There are many other ways of sharing files on the internet. You can email a music file to somebody else if you want. It's a cumbersome way of doing it. It's not as easy and convenient as these services are. There are also other services like this one that are not identical. So really, I think what it says is that the music industry can go out and sue these individual services depending on how they're structured. They can certainly go out and sue individuals who are trading files, but it doesn't mean that people are going to stop trading files, at least for now.
Larry, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Larry Abramson speaking to us on, again, a very busy day at the United States Supreme Court. However, we've not heard anything on the one bit of news people were watching most closely. There is no news as of yet of any possible retirement from the Supreme Court. We'll bring you the latest as we know it. This is NPR News.